It's not many guests that come with their own campaign song, so we had to play a little snippet of that one. Fred Fuller is running for Drain Commissioner again. He's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Paul.
I don't know where you were headed. I don't even remember where I was headed, but a couple of weeks ago, I saw that blue canoe on top of your car. I said, oh, there's Fred campaigning. That gets a lot of attention, doesn't it?
It sure does, yeah. People's heads turn when we drive by. Yep.
You've held this office before. You want it back again. Give us a little bit of your political background, public offices you've held when you were Drain Commissioner, and then we'll talk about why you got into this race this year.
Okay. Well, I first got into running for office when I was back in 1989, I guess. I decided I'd been writing a lot of letters to the editors about things that I thought weren't right, and finally I decided, well, let me see what it's really like to be inside politics. So I ran for mayor of Yale, and I just happened to win, just because a lot of people knew me in Yale and knew my parents who were teachers here in Yale. And I got a quick lesson in what it was like to be in local government, and it's not easy. I think everybody should try it once, and then they would understand government a little bit better. But I ran as a Republican that time. I then got kind of disillusioned with the Republican Party and ran as an independent the next election, and I lost. And then I was not going to get into politics again, but there was this Mill Creek issue that came up where they wanted to dredge the Intercounty Drainage Board, including the St. Clair County Drain Commissioner, Lapeer County Drain Commissioner, and a representative from the Department of Agriculture, wanted to dredge Mill Creek right up to Yale and stop there. And we realized that that was going to cause a lot more flooding in Yale. That happened in Croswell when they dredged the Black River. It also would destroy some natural parts of the creek, and it would cost a lot of money. And so we formed a Mill Creek Coalition, and there were people from all sides of the political spectrum, people concerned about the environment, concerned about the taxes, concerned about additional flooding. And we battled over that for quite a long time. Finally, I decided to run for Drain Commissioner. And actually, before that, well, I lost the first time I ran for Drain Commissioner, and then I ran for mayor of Yale in 1996 as a Democrat this time and got elected. And then I ran for Drain Commissioner later that year and was elected for the first time, and I served from 1997 through 2008.
I feel like Drain Commissioner is that office that we just don't spend an awful lot of time talking about until something comes up like a Mill Creek or something like that. But what are the responsibilities of the Drain Commissioner?
Well, the Drain Commissioner serves under the Michigan Drain Code, which is was last rewritten in 1956. So in a lot of ways, it's out of date, and I've had a lot of issues where we actually tried to work with people to get it changed back when I was Drain Commissioner, but it still stands because there's so many different competing interests in that issue. But the Drain Commissioner is able to do maintenance on the ditches. Well, first of all, I should say the county drains are drains that were established from 100 years ago up through the present day that are where it's determined they need additional drainage for farming or development or whatever. And so the Drain Commissioner takes petitions to establish new county drains and maintains previous drains that have been established. And those drains are ditches throughout the county that, not the county road ditches, but the ditches that those county road ditches flow into to get the water to our major creeks and rivers. And sometimes creeks like Mill Creek are established as county drains to provide additional drainage, or the Black River. And so the Drain Commissioner's main job is to maintain those and establish new drains if it's determined necessary. And the Drain Commissioner is a countywide elected official, like the clerk, the sheriff, et cetera. And the drain commissioner is also able to assess directly taxes to pay for those drains, which no other official probably that I know of is able to directly assess taxes like that, and it's put on your property tax bill. And that's a big issue, because I've heard that in the last few years, a lot of people are very upset about some of the drain taxes that have been imposed upon them. So.
Well, and I was going to ask you if there was a particular issue that prompted you to run again this year.
Sure. Well, there are several issues, and one of them was just concerns that I've had. A number of people have approached me, even some township supervisors, that are very upset with the way Bob Wiley's been running the office. So it's kind of an issue of the integrity of the office, just Mill Creek, for instance. I've been concerned about that as well, and I've attended a couple of Mill Creek Intercounty Drainage Board meetings, and they've just spent a lot more money on engineering on Mill Creek and have not managed the creek in terms of maintaining it, taking out log jams and beaver dams and stuff that they agreed to, that the Intercounty Drain Board agreed to back in 2006, I think it was. And that was one of the major problems all along on Mill Creek, was lack of maintenance of log jams and beaver dams and things. So I've been concerned about Mill Creek and how the new Intercounty Drainage Board, the new drain commissioners who've been managing that. And I'm also not been happy with the way that Bob Wiley has managed the Avoca and Emmett wastewater treatment projects that I started. And just there's been some mismanagement, I feel, in terms of those and higher taxes than necessary. So all those things together, just I thought it was time to run again.
This race has gotten personal, too, hasn't it?
Yeah. I guess probably you're referring to the fact that I was, after I left the Drain Commissioner's office in 2008, I didn't run that year. I decided it was time for a change, and I had a good candidate that I thought was going to run in my place, John Jones from Iyer Township, who I'd worked with on a lot of water quality issues in the county. And so he ran. I didn't run. Unfortunately, he didn't win. Bob Wiley won. And Bob's not a bad guy. I mean, I worked with him for a while. I went to work for an engineering firm, Huron Consultants, and I helped Bob with some of the early drain projects that at that time, soon after I left. And but over the years, it just seems like he has not been practicing good government, I'd say, in terms of the way he's operated the office. And an example of that was once I announced that I was going to run for drain commissioner, and I talked with the owner of the company that I was working for, Huron Consultants, or they changed the name to Alliance Consultants and moved to Lapeer from Port Huron. But I talked to him before about running, but after I actually filed, he told me one day that I couldn't, that he was going to have to permanently terminate me because I had filed to run for drain commissioner. And I said, why? It's not really a conflict of interest or anything. And I said, did you talk to Bob Wiley about this? And he said, yes, he's really angry. And so my conclusion was that Bob had pressured the owner of the company to terminate me. And the owner said, actually, he was hoping to get more work from the drain commissioner's office in the future because there hadn't been very much. So that's where it kind of got personal. I was upset about that, but I wasn't too surprised. But it's not certainly why I ran for drain commissioner. And then I guess another public example of the way Bob has been operating is that the Port Huron city manager accused him of extortion a couple years ago when he threatened to tear up some city Port Huron city graves because there's a drain there. He was trying to get the city to forgive a $40 water reconnection fee, and made that threat. So it seems, and from other things that I've heard, he just likes to use his government leverage for personal gain in many cases.
Talking with Fred Fuller, he is the Democratic candidate for drain commissioner in St. Clair County. Fred, when you have an opportunity to talk to voters, what do you like to let them know? What's the reason that you tell them that they should vote for Fred Fuller for drain commissioner?
Well, I tell them, you know, I have a good record, I think, of integrity in office when I was drain commissioner for 12 years before. I've certainly got the experience of how to run the drain office. I've got experience in both the private and public sectors, and in working, running, and founding citizens groups. So I know what it's like to be a citizen who doesn't necessarily trust the government and has complaints against the government. So I kind of know all those different sectors, and I think I can do the job and do it better than it's currently being done.
Fred, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much, and good luck on Election Day.
Thanks very much, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.